AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Less than a month ago, his team won their sixth Super Bowl. Today, his name is being mentioned by police in Jupiter, Florida.
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
Police Detective Andrew Sharp says Robert Kraft is facing a misdemeanor charge.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
About 200 arrest warrants have been issued in recent days, and more are expected in Florida. Robert Kraft has not been arrested. In Riverside, California, David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty today to torture and other charges. They're accused of shackling some of their 13 children to beds and starving them. The children ranged in age from 2 to 29 at the time. They were severely underweight and hadn't bathed for months, and the house reeked of human waste. Democrats in the House are making a move to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the Mexico border.
The president is being frivolous with the Constitution, and those of us who take that oath have a responsibility to protect it.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be a vote Tuesday on a resolution blocking the move. Texas Democrat Joaquin Castro says the president is attempting an unconstitutional power grab.
He has, throughout his presidency, sought to undermine the judiciary and now the legislative branches. Government.
The move sets up a fight that could result in President Trump's first veto. There will be no Jesse Smollett or his character in the final two episodes of the season on TV's Empire. The decision was made by producers to avoid disruptions on set after Smollett was charged with making up a racist and homophobic threat against himself last month in Chicago. Computer problems forced all Southwest Airlines flights to be grounded briefly earlier today. There have also been some flight delays at Southwest throughout the day today because of severe weather in some parts of the country. This is AP Radio News. Mexico is taking steps to help the family of convicted drug lord El Chapo.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says El Chapo's mother is like any other mother seeking to support her son. He's instructing his government to help Joaquin Guzman's mother and two sisters get humanitarian visas to visit him in the United States. A Brooklyn federal jury convicted El Chapo last week on all charges in a 10-count indictment. The 61-year-old drug kingpin is likely to be sent to a maximum security prison in Colorado for the rest of his life. Obrador did not comment on a report claiming Mexico would seek to have El Chapo imprisoned in his home country, an unlikely move since he's already escaped from two Mexican prisons. Warren Levinson, New York.
On the Venezuela border in Colombia, Richard Branson is organizing a concert to help people in Venezuela.
Hopefully, on the back of this concert, we can start maybe getting supplies into Venezuela so that people are not suffering so much.
The goal is to raise $100 million in 60 days. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.